My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle and his wife is...
Aunt.
Say the two words.
Uncle.
No. Mm. This man is your uncle and his wife is...
Is my aunt. Or his wife.
Yeah, I'm saying
is that
wrong.
Right?
I'm saying it wrong. Now, if my mother's talking to me, mm-hmm. and she says, this man is your uncle and his wife is...
Your aunt.
Good. That's it.
I don't say owned.
That's what we want to find out. Before birds lay their eggs, they build
nests.
Children used to sit at benches at school, but now they sit at
desk or seats. I don't know.
Desks is what uh-huh. we're after. Uh-huh. Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fist.
A small flying insect that bothers us in the summertime.
Mosquitoes.
You might look up in the sky on a pretty day and say, there's not a single
cloud.
Right now we're sitting in your
living room.
And the building that we're sitting in is your
home.
Okay. And what's the word, I never know how to ask this, it's so silly. The building that a person lives in is, you can call it his home.
A residence. Is
that yeah, right? But there's still another one.
Abode.
A person might live in an apartment, or he might own his, or he might live in his own.
Own home. Well, now this is an apartment.
Yeah. But what, there's another, right, another word I'm getting at. A building might be a store, or it might be a dwelling.
A dwelling. House.
That mm-hmm. was the one. Mm-hmm. If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what's a general word that you might use to refer to it?
Well, it would a varmint.
Fine. And if you use that word, varmint, what kind of animal might it be?
It could be a possum or coon. I don't know what else. Sometimes wharf rats or varmints too to get into the chicken house.
What kind of rats?
Wharf rats.
And you all have these around here?
Yes.
What do they look like? Are they
big
ones?
They're a big rat that usually stays around barns, you know, where there's grain and all. They're a lot bigger than just a regular little mouse.
Mm-hmm. Regular little mice are really not too bad.
No.
They're kind of cute.
But they can be bad with
you. Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard a person called a varmint?
Well, I don't believe so.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that lives in the ocean and it grows to be about 3 or 4 inches long, and when you cook it, it curls up and it turns sort of pink or orange?
No, I know that. I eat them occasionally. It's not oyster.
No, I love them.
But
you have to catch them in nets.
Yeah, I know what
you know what I'm
talking
about.
This minute, I can't think.
Okay, I'll ask the next question
okay.
and then come back to
uh-huh.
it. What do you call? Oh, that's not right. If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool
shrink.
Okay.
Is that what they want?
Yeah. Now, what's a word that sounds kind of like that? That's this little creature we were talking about, the little seafood.
Well, I know as good
shrimp?
As shrimp, yes.
Okay, we say it again.
Yeah, shrimp.
Okay. Let's see, what am I doing with my arm right now?
Pointing.
Okay. A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is a...
Grapefruit or orange.
Okay. If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a...
garage.
To find out how tall someone is, you might get a yardstick and
measure.
People used to listen to the radio, but now they watch
the television.
If you need to sue somebody, you have to hire
a lawyer.
The person who presides over the court is a
judge.